Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if he sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
Ace Train Show has to be my favorite show.
You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're in the business to make dreams come true.
Thank you
to all the vets out there.
The H Train Show.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Ace Train Show, broadcasting for the Railhead Station Studios here in colorful Colorado. We here have one mission, and that is to show that there are more programs beyond the VA. My name's Ace Train, and
I'm Ed Campbell. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for riding with us today. As you heard, ladies, I'm sorry. I'm just going to break your hearts now. He's not single. But after this broadcast, maybe you might be able to change that. We don't know. His girlfriend's over here blushing because we tried to get her on here. But remember, before we get started, thank you so much for riding with us. You can follow along or join in the conversation by going to mbradio.us. That's Mike Bravo Radio.us, or hit us up on the Total Talk and Text line at 903-600-0MBR, or depending on your device, and if you're an idiot like me, 0627. For those who have no numbers on their phone device, if you type in MB Military, our phone app, it shows up in the app and Play Store. We can also be found on Simple Radio and TuneIn. Today's show will be live and re-ran Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on MBR Radio, Military Brotherhood Radio. And then Sunday, it will be re-ran at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Internet Radio Network. That's IRNBroadcast.com. So let's get to it. Great show today. We have a community liaison. Somebody that does grocery shopping for you. We have her. When we bring up Rodney Kelly, you're going to find out information. This was handed to me last week, and I'm supposed to talk. But since I already know that I sound like a transgender with the hormone problem, I'm going to let Ed go ahead and read it so that...
the official ad reader for the day.
There you go.
So Anytime Fitness and Tee It Up for the Troops are seeking applicants for a new gym near Fort Rucker, Woodbury, Minnesota. For the third year in a row, Anytime Fitness is partnering with Tee It Up for the Troops to help military veterans open their own gym and provide an additional employment opportunities for fellow veterans. Through this initiative, Tee It Up for the Troops are offer a $125,000 grant and a $125,000 loan to a selected, honorably discharged veteran to assist with the development of an Anytime Fitness franchise in the Fort Rucker, Dothan, Alabama area. Anytime Fitness has also agreed to waive its initial franchise fee and ongoing royalty payments related to this opportunity.
Awesome!
Right?
Right.
Consideration will be given by the selection committee to veterans with service-related disabilities, which is really cool, too. The recipients of this Operation Heart First grant will be picked by the 15th of June with an anticipated gym opening date of about early 2018. So, perfect. Tee It Up for the Troops is accepting applications online on their website through teeitupfortroopsforthetroops.org/anytimefitness/veteran franchise opportunity. That is a hell of a website. So let me try that one again.
I was going to say, this isn't Hooters. It's not a mouthful.
That's right. So it's
your wife just gave me the dirty slut.
It's teeitupforthetroops.org/anytime-fitness-veteran-franchise-opportunity. So
perfect.
It's a good thing you get to replay this because that is a mouthful. You got to get your application in by May 1st if you want to do something with this. It's a pretty cool opportunity. You should definitely, definitely do it.
Sweet. Okay, well, like you heard, my guest co-host is Ed. We're here to have some fun. But before we forget, We wanted to share that announcement. Later on in the program, we will be playing the tribute to Troops. That is by our very own JB, and once again, our producer, Christine White. She's gave up a lot to bring, you know, our show up to speed, so we want to give two shout-outs real quick. Today's show, once again, I had said it is brought to you by Tee It Up for Troops. Our interview of the week is brought to you by Let Us Organize You Colorado. Ed, I don't know if you know, she, and when I say fellow, I mean for you, not for me, but
gotcha.
She's a fellow Marine.
Oh,
and right. You know, it,
hoorah.
I have a room from hell. Everybody has that room from hell or that drawer from hell.
Right.
And she came in and she organized it. And I'm like, amazing.
Wow.
And she keeps telling people, oh, no, I don't clean. I don't clean. And I'm like, that's pretty much cleaning, you know, not making it look really, you know.
Getting rid of the clutter is worse,
yeah, pretty
worse
much.
Than actually going and scrubbing.
She's doing great. And I think they might be on a TV show called Hoarders because I saw a video last week. I don't know that Leanne will have to call us or whatever and give us her take. But the tribute to the troops, we'll talk about a history icon, learn something, and a today veteran that lost his life. So that's what the tribute to the troop thing. And then the two-minute warning, we preview who we have next week, which I don't know. Do you know who Soldier Hard is?
I don't.
Soldier Hard is a nationally known rapper who is a veteran that raps about PTSD, and he kind of helps the veteran a little bit. Anyways,
yeah.
So he's going to be on the show next week. And then the week after that, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to go with me, but I have a remote in Indiana. We're going to be talking to the Indianapolis Colts kicker, Jeff Locke.
Oh, that'll be sweet.
That will be. So just really, really good things. Before we go on a music break, Ed, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a former Marine. I'm H-46 crew chief, for those of you that listen and know what that is. I know they're long gone, replaced by the damn Osprey, lawn darts, if you want to call them that. But it was a lot of fun. Screwed around for quite some time afterwards and found myself at the Colorado Media School. And, you know, here we are. I know that's a really short, bookended story, but there's a lot in between. You got to save it.
Yeah.
Got to bury the lead a little bit.
That's true. And this is the first time. In fact, I he said he was going to come today, and I'm like, okay, that's great. And then I didn't hear anything after, you know, hey, I just want to confirm tomorrow that we got the same Monday involved, and I didn't hear nothing. So as a hypocrite, my house isn't clean. So he comes in here, you know, there's like trash everywhere, and then we've got like bumblebees falling on his arm from the ceiling, and I'm like, well, that's a really good impression. So
would have been worse if we were at my house. Same amount of dogs. Then we'd have the kids running around too. So it's all good.
How many kids do you have, Ed?
I've got three.
Three, okay.
Yeah, 16, 15, and a 7-year-old psychopath.
A Dexter?
Oh man, he's,
or not that bad yet.
Not yet, but I guess the neighborhood is missing a few cats, so I guess I could blame him.
Well, I tell you what, it is that time, everybody. We are going to go on a music break. And when we come back from that music break, we're going to talk to Ronnie Kelly, and she's going to tell us how you and the veteran community can help feed some soldiers. So whatever you do, we're going to have fun, I promise. Stay with us. Don't go away.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. We'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. But I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset
to love me now, 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 now. right now. I'm calling it a night. Now wishing you around with me, but you're in a different town than me. We've been through it all, but you can never spit it out for me. Trying to talk to a wall, but you can never tear it down for me. No, never pick up, never call me. You know you're running out of time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I done enough talking. I need to know that you're mine. Hold me down, 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 down forever. Said you know I wanna keep you around, around forever. I want you to love me now, 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 never.
My name's Christine White, future Paralympic hopeful. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Everybody, we are back on the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, and it is that time. It is Interview of the Week.
Today's Interview of the Week is sponsored by Let Me Organize You Colorado, creating new spaces. Veteran-owned and operated, call us for discounts and details. 720-481-4540.
All right, outstanding, and today we have a on the line Rania Kelly. Rania, thank you so much. We know that you're like super busy, so for us to be able to connect like this, we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Rania, you've already met Ed. He's guest co-host today. And what I was telling him is that, you know, you feed a lot of veterans. And, you know, we wanted to have you on just to kind of help get the word out, have the community kind of shoulder some of the, you know, this burden of, you know, trying to help every veteran, because we know we have so many veterans coming back. So, real quick, let's start this out by you telling our listeners what inspired you to do this journey. I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself, and, you know, during that time, you can tell us a little bit about what's going on with your son as well.
Okay. Well, first, thank you for your service to our country, both of you veterans and all the veterans out there that are listening, and also the active duty. In 1986, I was looking for a box to do some shipping to my mother and came across a dumpster full of shoes. And we're talking over 500 pairs of shoes that a local retail store had taken and dumped. And I called my husband at work and I said, "You won't believe what I found." So I took all the shoes out of the dumpster. And at the time, my son was about 18 months old. He's now about 32-ish, and handed them out to family and friends, and didn't realize that there were people within my community that actually didn't have shoes to wear. And that kind of started my quest after I'd met with a priest down at a Samaritan House here in Denver, and there was a woman walking down the corridor away from us, and she didn't have shoes on. And I asked the priest, I said, "Father Woody," I said, I don't understand. And he says, "Well, we didn't have shoes to fit her." So that started my quest to go after a lot of the major retail stores that I found that were taking merchandise and dumping them. So in 1986, that's when it started. And then I incorporated the redistribution center in 1991 as a nonprofit, a 501c3. And to date, we've recovered all brand new merchandise, $83 million worth of in-kind donations that we've given throughout the country to disaster areas. But mainly my focus is the veterans and active duty families that are in distress for whatever reason. So, and it's all volunteer, every one of us, including myself. I've given about 53,000 community service hours. And it's a blessing to be able to make sure our young men and women that have served and have come back with various injuries or illnesses get whatever things that they might need for their home and their families.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, I was going to ask her, but you kind of know the questions that I was going to ask her. You want to start off and ask her something?
Well, you know, the first thing that I caught on there is that you do help the active duty families too. I think that's something that we see veterans on a day-to-day basis maybe suffering. You know, you see them, especially in a town like Denver, on the corners, this right. and that. But we forget how much of a struggle it is to be an active duty family. How did you come about, I guess, maybe finding that focus and not just looking towards veterans?
Well, my son, after he graduated West Point, got his wings and was a Kiowa pilot. And he served two tours in Iraq and came back with stage 4 lymphoma and traumatic brain injury and PTSD. And we don't even really know our own son at this point. And so we realized as a family and as an organization, a lot of our veterans that were coming to us also had members that were active duty. And so we've been assisting within the active duty community at Fort Carson, Peterson, Buckley, and elsewhere. Within the United States, helping active duty families that are referred to us by command and or, you know, someone within the organization at ACS or, you know, WTU or any of those. So we help about 1,500 military families, and that doesn't include all of our active duty, I mean, our veterans within the community here in Colorado and elsewhere that we find that there might be a need.
That's pretty amazing. That's a lot of people here, yeah, just in Colorado alone.
Yeah, you know, and I was talking to Rania about this a couple of days ago because I was asking her if there was like a fundraiser or an event coming up. And when I talked to you, you said that you was going to think about it, which one that you wanted to talk a little bit about it on the show. Have you figured out which one that you wanted to talk a little bit about?
Well, there's one coming up on May 27th. It's actually going to be handled by a gentleman. His first name is Rob. I don't have his paperwork in front of me, but he's doing a ruck march in Castle Rock that will be raising actually canned food for us, and we're going to split it with about four other agencies within Colorado that serve veterans and homeless veterans. And so if you want more information, you can contact me and I can get that to you. But it will be in Castle Rock on May 27th. There will be a ruck march and a whole list of other things. So and they'll also be raising funds to help support us in purchasing more food product, such as meat and that type of stuff that we give to the families. And we give a month's worth of food. Your listeners need to realize that it's about freedom. You guys have given it to us with no question whatsoever, and we want to give it back to the families that are in distress. And so that's what we do. We give them a month's worth of food, and the family can come back as much as necessary until they're stable or on their feet.
That's huge.
Yeah, and I know Rania. She's, you know, you might be able to tell it from her voice, but I can tell you that this the 5 years that I've known her, she is very passionate on this mission. And real quick, Rania, can you give us the website?
It's www.redistributioncenter.org.
Okay, so it's www. I don't even know why you use the WWE. It sounds so much more sophisticated when you say it than when I do. Redistributioncenter.org. She's asking for you to go on that, you know. Hey, we get it. Times are tough, but I'm still waiting in line at Walmart, so it cannot be that tough. Go on that website. Help Rania get some food into these guys' bellies. Spread the word. Spread the word. We need to help. We need to help Rania on this because she's been helping us. If you're just tuning in now, we're talking to Rania Kelly. She runs a You want to say that? I don't know why.
The redistribution center.
Yeah. There we go. Redistribution center. Get on there. Help a vet. You know, I know when I first met Rania, I was to the point where I was losing some benefits because of them thinking that I was okay. And then the government, remember that government shutdown was getting ready to happen. So we had no food at all. And the first thought to myself was, my wife, I'm better off dead than I am alive. At least my wife would get my insurance money. That's the first words that came into my mind. And I'm sure that I'm not the only vet. I'm sure that there are other vets that feel that way. And what Rania is doing is she's trying to help those vets so that they don't get to that thought.
Yeah, hope is an important part of freedom.
Yeah.
Like you said, by giving them a month at a time, Rania, that's a big deal because it just takes a big burden off of people's minds. We get a lot of people coming back. Joel and I have talked about this, you know, earlier on about how maybe especially some of the things that get overlooked because they're not as – I know they don't seem glamorous to our friends that maybe lost legs and stuff, but when we're talking about the news media, there's a certain gravitation towards people with catastrophic injuries. And
yeah.
Right.
When the big one, the big one we're coming home with is the brain injury.
Right.
Right. And as a family, we get it. We understand. We've seen it with our own son. And, you know, some of the guys and gals feel like it's hopeless and nobody understands. Well, there is hope. And we treat them as family. You guys are family to us. And that's, you know, there's no judgment. There's no nothing. And you become family. And so we try to make sure that we take care of the ones that maybe their families don't, you know, aren't willing to because they don't understand what PTSD and TBI actually does to someone. So, you know, we had a young man that came to our door. This has been a couple years ago. And he said he was sent to us. And I said, well, what can I do for you? And he said, well, I need food. And I said, okay, no problem. He says, ma'am, I'm begging for food. And I said, no, you're not. You're not begging for food. I said, you're here, you're family. And he started crying. And I said, what's wrong? He says, well, I want to tell you I was stealing. And I said, what were you stealing? He says, well, I was stealing ketchup from McDonald's so I'd have something to eat. That was a Marine.
At that point
lost it. And then I realized that the good Lord's given me a mission and that's why we do what we do. And everything that we do is volunteer. Every dime we take in, you know, 99.9% of it goes to exactly what we do. That's why we don't draw salaries. That's why we want to make sure it goes where it needs to.
Well, and while
it's about making sure they have food. I mean, food, shelter, and clothing. You know, we give coats away during the winter months. Brand new coats. We go out and purchase coats. We have beds that we give. We've given over probably 500 brand new beds to various individuals that didn't have a bed to sleep on.
I wish we lived in a world where we didn't need you at all, Rania, but I'm grateful that you're there because I have friends that have gone through some terrible things. It was rough coming home from the Marines for me with the TBI. So yeah, this is a big deal. I'm getting a little verklempt.
I see some awesomeness coming out of your eyes.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Well, you know what? It's, It's we are so blessed. We have a food bank here in Wheat Ridge. We also have one on a major military installation, the only one of its kind. We were asked to stand it up, and you know, that's huge. And that's been operating for the last 5 years at that location, and it's strictly for the one on a military installation is strictly for, you know, wounded veterans that are affiliated with that installation, and then also the active duty that are referred. And they get a week's worth of food at that location, and then they can come see us in Wheat Ridge to get a month's worth until they're stable. So
if somebody needs help and they're listening, or if someone's listening and has a friend that needs help, how do they find you? Is the website the best way, or is it to come to the bank in Wheat Ridge? How would you recommend going about that? Did we lose you?
Rania, are you still there?
I think we may have lost Rania.
Okie dokie. All right, well, that's never happened before. Okay, so this is what we'll do. We're going to go on a music break because apparently we lost her. And we're running out of time, but we're going to go on a music break. And when we come back from that, maybe we'll be able to speak to her a little bit more, but at the very most, you know how to contact her. And if you have any questions and you need to get through to us, let us know. 903-600-0MBR-0627, whichever one you want to do. When we come back, it's another tribute to the troops. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away.
I'm Jake Marsing. I'm an NFL analyst with 5280 Sports Network, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And we're down, we go. down we go.
Mother, and the father is a son who has a mother. The mother has a daughter who gets married to the brother of a mother. And they're all just trying to multiply with one another. Cause that's just the way of the world. It never ends till the end, then you start again. That's just the way of the world. That's just the way of the world. Someone in the world, they think they're working for themselves. They get up for them, and so they think they got it made, but they're all just working to get paid the very same. And so they keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dee-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dee-dum dum. And so they keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dee-dum. So they keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dee-dum, skiddly-dee-dee-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dee-dum-dum. And so they keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dee-dum, skiddly-dee-dee-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dee-dum-dum.
Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know too many troubles, all these lovers got you losing.
All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. And if you missed it, we just had Rania Kelly on talking about distributions. Oh, see, now that she's off, now I can pronounce it.
You jinxed yourself.
I jinxed
man.
It really bad. That so. Was- But, you know, one of the reasons, and I was telling this to Ed, one of the reasons why this show is on is to help our veterans, because our whole mission is to bring today's music and today's benefits to the forefront to help our veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world, because just like in the Marines, just like in the Army, it seems like everything's a damn secret.
Oh, it is, completely.
And you shouldn't be. A secret. So that's the reason why we do what we do. But I tell you what, it is that time, Ed. It is tribute to the troops. JB, take it away.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey, this is JB, and you're listening to the H-Train Show on the Military Brotherhood Network. Today I have today's tribute to the troops, and the first one we're going to start with is Stanley McChrystal. Stanley A. McChrystal was born on August 14, 1954 in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. In 1990, he became Action Officer for Army Special Operations, working in Joint Special Operations Command. In 1991, he saw action in the Desert Shield and Desert Storm tours. He was commander of the Joint Special Operations Command from 2003 to 2008. He became commander in Afghanistan in 2009, but resigned in 2010. Military official Stanley Allen McChrystal was born on August 14, 1954, in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, the fourth of six children born to Mary Gardner Bright and Major General Herbert McChrystal. Stanley's father was a two-star general who served in Germany during the U.S. occupation after World War II and later served for a stint at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Growing up in the McChrystal household was described by extended family members as intense and steeped in military tradition. All of Stanley's siblings would go on to either join the military or marry into it. Stanley McChrystal was no exception, and he entered the United States Military Academy at West Point in upstate New York in 1972. After graduation in 1976, McChrystal began serving in the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division, moving up the ranks from second lieutenant to executive officer within the span of 2 years. He also married his longtime girlfriend, Anne, in April 1977. In 1978, McChrystal began training at the Special Forces School at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. At Fort Bragg, McChrystal lived an aesthetic lifestyle, running 12 miles every morning, eating only one meal a day, and often sleeping less than 4 hours a night. He trained in unconventional warfare and counterterrorism tactics, an expertise that would serve him well during his military career. McChrystal completed Special Forces training in 1979, becoming the commander of Detachment Alpha, A Company, 7th Special Forces Group, Airborne, where he earned nicknames such as Stan the Man and the Pope for his work ethic and highly disciplined lifestyle. He served as commander for a year before heading to Fort Benning, Georgia to attend Infantry Officer Advanced Courses. After completing his coursework at Fort Benning in February 1981, McChrystal moved to South Korea. Here, the officer worked in intelligence and operations of the United Nations Command Support Group in the Joint Security Area, a site known at the time as a place for military negotiations between North Korea and the United Nations Command. He was then reassigned to Fort Stewart, Georgia in March 1982 to serve as a training officer, moving up the ranks over the next 4 years to become the commander of Alpha Company in the 75th Ranger Regiment of the elite American Special Forces known as the U.S. Army Rangers. After brief stints as the battalion liaison officer and a battalion operations officer, McChrystal returned to school for a command and staff course, this time reporting to the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island. He completed the course in 1990 and was assigned to the position of Action Officer for Army Special Operations, working in Joint Special Operations Command. In 1991, McChrystal saw action in both Desert Shield and Desert Storm tours in Saudi Arabia during the Persian Gulf War, then returned to North Carolina to command the 2nd Battalion, 504th Infantry Regiment, 82nd Airborne Division from 1993 to 1994. From 1994 to 1996, McChrystal was in command of the 2nd Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment. In 1997, he assumed command of the entire 75th Ranger Regiment until 1999. In addition to his strong military leadership, McChrystal excelled in academia, becoming a fellow at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University in 1996, followed by a year as a military fellow for the Council on Foreign Relations in 1999. Little is known of McChrystal's service as commander of the Super Secret Joint Special Operations Command from 2003 to 2008, a unit so covert that the Pentagon denied its existence for decades. What is known is that under McChrystal's command, JSOC was able to capture Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein in 2003, as well as al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi in 2006. But McChrystal also faced heavy criticism in his role as JSOC commander. In one instance, the Pentagon faulted McChrystal for a cover-up involving the 2004 death of former football star Pat Tillman. McChrystal claimed that Tillman had died at the hands of enemy combatants, approving the soldier citation for a Silver Star. Later, evidence proved, however, that Tillman's death had been the result of friendly fire. McChrystal and his secret task force 626 were also accused of unnecessarily violent interrogation tactics at Camp Nama in Baghdad, Iraq. The camp received repeated warnings from the government officials for possible human rights violations during the questioning of suspects, and the reports of abuses were said to have outraged even CIA, FBI, and DIA investigators accused of dealing with the hostile detainees. In 2009, McChrystal's military training in special operations and unconventional warfare helped him land the role of top commander in Afghanistan, replacing former General David McKiernan. President Barack Obama, disappointed by McKiernan's handling of the war, believed McChrystal's knowledge of special ops would be especially useful when fighting against the unconventional tactics of Afghani insurgents. Once in charge, McChrystal was openly vocal about the necessity for more troops, his doubts that the U.S. would achieve a major victory in Afghanistan, and his lack of faith in the new counterterrorism strategy. McChrystal's comments got him called onto the carpet several times in his first year and was admonished by President Obama for his brash, divisive statements. But his biggest gaffe came in June 2010 when Rolling Stone magazine published an article featuring controversial quotes about the White House leadership made by McChrystal and his aides. In the piece, McChrystal said he was pretty disappointed by his first meeting with President Obama and dismissed Vice President Joe Biden with several crude jokes. He also expressed his frustration with key members of White House leadership, referring to them as clowns. McChrystal was called to Washington, D.C. several days later to meet with President Obama. At the meeting, McChrystal tendered his resignation. Obama accepted his dismissal and placed him on June 23, 2010, with General David Petraeus. And that was Stanley A. McChrystal, General. And today's second tribute to the troops is Specialist Ty M. Carter. And he has a citation for the Medal of Honor, which reads, Specialist Ty M. Carter distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty while serving as a scout with Bravo Troop, 3rd Squadron, 61st Cavalry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division, during combat operations against an armed enemy in Khemdesh District, Nuristan Province, Afghanistan, on October 3rd, 2009. On that morning, Specialist Carter and his comrades awakened to an attack of an estimated 300 enemy fighters occupying the high ground on all four sides of combat outpost Keating, employing concentrated fire from recoilless rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, anti-aircraft machine guns, mortars, and small arms fire. Specialist Carter reinforced a forward battle position, ran twice through a 100-meter gauntlet of enemy fire to resupply ammunition, and voluntarily remained there to defend the isolated position. Armed with only an M4 carbine rifle, Specialist Carter placed accurate, deadly fire on the enemy, beating back the assault force and preventing the position from being overrun over the course of several hours. While complete disregard for his own safety and in spite of his own wounds, he ran through a hail of enemy rocket-propelled grenade and machine gun fire to rescue a critically wounded comrade who had been pinned down in an exposed position. Specialist Carter rendered life-extending first aid and carried the soldier to cover. On his own initiative, Specialist Carter again maneuvered through enemy fire to check on a fallen soldier and recovered the squad's radio, which allowed them to coordinate their evacuation with fellow soldiers. With teammates providing covering fire, Specialist Carter assisted in moving the wounded soldier 100 meters through withering enemy fire to the aid station and before returning to the fight. Specialist Carter's heroic actions and tactical skill were critical to the defense of Combat Outpost Keating, preventing the enemy from capturing the position and saving the lives of his fellow soldiers. Specialist Ty M. Carter's extraordinary heroism and selflessness above and beyond the call of duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, Bravo Troop, 3rd Squadron, 61st Cavalry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division, and United States Army. Here at Military Brotherhood Radio, we salute Specialist Ty M.
All right, everybody, so thank you so much for being patient. We had a little bit of a hiccups, but that's okay. We're still rolling. We are going to go on a music break, and when we come back from that music break, me and Ed is going to talk about all the stuff that we learned today, and we're going to preview who we are going to be interviewing next week. So whatever you do, don't go away. Stay with us.
Baby. one. Baby, I just need one good one to stay.
Hi, my name is Joe Lewis. I'm the CEO of Angels of America's Fallen, and you're listening to the 8th.
All right, we are back. Me and Ed, we are in the house, and you are listening to the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio, where our reason is to bring our vets, our veterans, and our men and women in uniform all over the world with today's straight, today's music, and today's benefits. And if you missed it earlier, we talked to Rodney Kelly. She coordinates distribution center. Got it right. This is one of those times where you hit the, you know, button or whatever. You'll learn.
Figure it out.
You'll learn.
I was shocked by it for a second there. Shocked into stunned silence.
All right.
Okay, so if you miss it, you can catch that on the podcast that posts 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. If it takes a little bit longer, it's because my fingers are fat and I might accidentally hit the wrong button. Story of my life. But well, Ed, you know, it's that time. It is the 2-minute warning.
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, one, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, so Ed, what I learned, and I told you I was going to read this. All right, so not talking politics.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't matter who you voted for or anything. But this is one thing that I've learned in the last couple of days. Now, I don't like the whole political stuff. It doesn't matter who president is. I've never liked him.
Right.
But, you know, a friend of mine had posted a couple of days ago, basically kind of attacking Trump. And I wrote to him because you know who Aaron Hernandez is, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do.
So he got off guilty.
For that double murder.
For that double murder.
Yeah.
So the chances of him getting out are very, very, very good.
Yeah.
In like the next 11 years.
Yep.
Okay. And my post was, you know, it's really sad that people are griping about what's going on politically with the president right now when we got crap like this happening.
Yeah, murderer's going to get out of jail.
Right, you know, and
I should have played football.
And then a friend of mine is like, well, you know, the majority of the American people didn't want him as president, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, all I can say, and maybe this sums it all in great words, I created this because I was watching Criminal Minds. That's my like new thing.
Yeah.
And they got some great sayings. And my saying is, anger is louder than joy. Don't allow yourself to be consumed with the sound when you know the joy is within. So instead of sitting there and being upset with how the politics are going, because you hear on the news bad things happen every single day. Not a lot of good stories.
Right.
And it seems everything that you do positive, you just do one thing bad and you're remembered by that. Prime example, Pete Rose.
Oh, yeah. And that's one that really sticks in my craw because I'm a Pete Rose guy.
Right.
I love Pete Rose.
Pete Rose did a lot of stuff. But because of the one miss perhaps he had with gambling, he got caught. That's what I mean by anger is always louder.
Yep.
So what I've learned this week is that don't get depressed, because anger is just louder. You need to embrace the joy and live your life. And if you sit there and dwell about an NFL team, like, I didn't want the Patriots going to the Super Bowl, but, you know, I can gripe all day. Things ain't going to change. I'm not going to get on my Facebook and vent, because, you know, nobody's going to fix anything. And, you know, another thing, I'll tell your wife this, another thing that I found out is Criminal Minds said that 80% of Americans want to believe that people wait and they follow you on Facebook because they want to see what you're having for dinner. They want to see how many, you know, miles that you bike ride. And realistically, probably 12% of the friends that you have on Facebook actually care and actually follow. So that's what I learned today. Hit it.
Okay.
Oh, you're just, yeah, you might have to hit that again. There we go.
It's an on off. It's not just a one time.
You're a Vanna White now. Hit
that's
it. Right,
that's right.
There you go.
So
all right.
One more time. Just so we can have practice.
Ed, what did you learn today?
Two things. One's not very serious. One was that Lady Gaga song. I'd heard that song on the radio over and over again. Had no idea that's who it was. I'm not a radio guy, so, you know, I catch things like that in the gym or
well,
the
you
store.
Got a radio voice.
Well, there you go.
You got a way better voice than I do.
Oh, well.
Like, it's crazy. I'll listen to me, you know, doing the show, and I'll be like, okay, this sounds great, you know? And then when I play it, I literally sound like Michael Jackson with a hormone problem.
Like, you got a little Bobcat Goldthwait in you, though. That's good, though. That keeps people listening.
Yeah. I don't know. I know sometimes I, you know, cough up a few hiccups and don't pronounce the words that I'm supposed to be pronouncing, but that's why I got you. So
yeah.
Whatever. Thank you for joining today, man. I had a blast. I hope you had a blast.
Oh, I had a ton of fun. That Rania was great. Like you said, some of this stuff is you'd think it was a secret. You know, state secrets, what it takes for vets to get some help, but there's stuff out there, and that's a good thing. So we'll tie back what I learned today to your show, because that's pretty freaking cool that it's out there. You need a bed? Call Rania. You need food? Call Rania. Please, for the love of God, call Rania. Don't
yeah,
call
she's somebody. Awesome. She really is.
Call somebody. Don't despair. Right. There's stuff out there for you. It might be hard to find, but definitely.
Yeah, definitely. All right, hit it. All right, so our time is up, everybody, because people are like, when's the real music coming on? Our time is up, and we are next week we will be talking to Soldier Hard. Ed, do you know who Soldier Hard is?
He's the rapper, right?
Yes.
The veteran rapper?
He is the veteran rapper that talks about the pains that we go through as veterans. It helps him rehabilitate, and he hopes that when we listen to his music, that we say to ourselves, wow, I've got that same problem too.
Yeah, it's a big thing to know you're not alone, man.
It is. It really is. We'd really be screwed if we thought that we were the only Dexters.
That's right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Although, every time I drop the bodies off of the boat, I see all those plastic bags, and I know I'm not the only one.
All right, everybody. Once again, this will rerun this Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And hit us on IRN at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Ed and H-Train sounding off here at the H-Train right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.
Message from your radio station.
We just like to say that any connection between your mother and us is purely Facebook related.
NBR Radio.